Hi, Lou?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Lou. My name's Amy. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
Good.
Happy Valentine's Day. Are you all ready for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I am.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it. So I'm just pulling everything up here. She said you've been with Paychub for 8 months. How much are you paying them a month?
$170.
Okay, yeah. There's no way that I'm going to be able to match that at all, but I can also explain to you why it's taking so long to see activity. They're just a regular SEO company. It can take them anywhere from, 6 to 9 months to get you showing up there on the first page of services with continued programming. They're only listing you in your local zip code is the thing. And she put here that you're going out about 35 miles. Our program does cost a little bit more on the front end, so you're looking at $249 a month. That's month to month with no contract, okay? But the thing about this is that it's going to have you listed at the top of the first page of Google in the ads in the first 7 to 14 days. Wrap their calls up.
I'm sorry, you cut out right there. I heard 7 to 14 days.
7 to 14 days at the very top of the page in the Google Ads. And what this is going to do is allow you to target the specific 35-mile radius around where the business is physically located in order to get everything moving forward quickly. Now, what our timeline states, Lou, is within the local map listing, you will have achieved first page placement within 30 to 45 days. The difference is that we're a Google Premier partner, so we couple every single local listing within the local map with the Google Ads at the very top of the page, giving our clients two different positions on the first page of services. Okay?
Okay.
The additive to this is obviously you're going to show up at the very tippy top of the page very quickly while we're programming you in to the second portion of the page. You are in a very popular industry, and that is probably why, because they don't have the combined efforts that we have to be able to program you in at the top of the page, why you're not seeing results in a more reasonable amount of time. 8 months is a pretty long period when you should be seeing, definitely should be seeing the results, especially seeing as how it looks. Sounds like you went all the way through summer with them. So summertime is when you guys are really popping. They should have been capitalizing on those reviews and on the weekly posts and getting everything listed. Now, what we do is we do create the weekly posts, keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation. If they're not going to let you keep the website, did they build your site?
Yeah, they did.
Okay, if they're not going to let you keep the site, don't worry. We will go ahead and include in a site for you. Nothing additional. It's all inclusive within the package. We do go ahead and include logo creation if that's not your logo. We can do that for you as well. No worries. We include review generation. So one of the things I'm looking at on their website, they don't have a lead capture box. And they don't have the lead capture box is down at the bottom, but most people like it up at the very top, and they also don't have a Google review button. We want to make it very, very easy and accessible for your clients, past, present, and future, to leave you the 5-star reviews. We also have a couple of other review generation tools, so we give you a dashboard to track your success with the package, Lou, and what this is going to do is allow you to go in, type in their email address or their phone number, and it sends them a direct link to your Google business page review section. They don't have to guess. They don't have to wonder. They don't have to figure out where do I click, what do I do. It takes them straight to it. There's no reason for them not to leave you a positive review. And it also says on there, like, if they had less than stellar service, which obviously I'm sure that never happens to you, but for any reason, if they did, to contact you directly before leaving the review, and you have the chance to respond to them. Okay?
Yeah. Awesome.
Now, in addition to this,
what's the name of your organization again?
Our business is localsplash.com. So we've been in business for 17 years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and a Google Premier partnership. What I'm doing right now is sending you out a text message. If you want to go ahead and click on the link, I can show you exactly who we are.
All right, I'm there.
Okay, once you open it up, it says take control of your online presence. We get you found online with the top online search engines and directories, generate better qualified leads, monitoring your reviews, which we were just going over, tracking your success with our package. We give you a tracking and reporting system. When you scroll down to the center of the page, Lou, you're going to see we've been in business 17 years. We have over 10,000 clients across the U.S. and Canada that trust us with our marketing. Down below our process, do you see the Google Ads Partner badge?
Yeah.
Okay, if you click on that badge, it's going to take you away from my website. It's going to take you to the google.com/partners site. This is our badge of authenticity. We are who we say we are. We submit over $5 million in ad spend every month on behalf of our clients. When you click back to the pricing page, you're going to see three packages, the Essential, the Pro, and the Platinum. Do you see those?
I do.
Okay. The package I'm offering you today is the Platinum package. I've waived your $299 setup fee because you're coming in from another company, and I'm cutting your monthly investment rate down to from $599 to $249. You'll be locked in at that $249 rate. Yes, it is a Valentine's Day special. However, we do lock you in and grandfather that in. The pricing will never go up or change, and it is on a month-to-month with no contract, which I will send over in writing as soon as you say you're ready.
I'm ready.
Let's go. Email address?
Accuray Mechanical, ACCURAY Mechanical at gmail.com.
Okay, the first two emails coming over to you now are going to be from me, anelson@localsplash.com. I will be the lead on your account and point of contact. They're going to be labeled Google Advertising as well as Client Dashboard and Analytics, okay? This second email is going to be the overview of the tracking and reporting system. So we're 100% transparent with you on everything in our terms and conditions, which we'll go over here in just a minute. I give you those timelines that I verbally gave you in writing. Everything is – oh, I spelled Ray wrong. Oh, man. Come on, Monday. Usually it's mechanical that I spell wrong. I went word for word for word because I know mechanical. You know how everyone has those words they just have, like, problems with? Like,
yep.
I can never spell receive. I can never spell receive as long as I don't understand why I can't spell it. I'm 41. Like, I have to always use the spell check.
Spell check is our breath.
It really is, but the thing that sucks is it's not available on names, you know? So, like, the fact that your emails bounce back to me is not, you know, good.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. Lou, is your first name officially Lou, or is it something else?
Louis.
L-O-U-I-S?
Correct.
Last name?
Gentile. G-E-N-T-I-L-E.
Oh, are you a Gentile also?
I am a Gentile. Well, not religiously. That's my last name.
The phone number that we're speaking on, 203-627-8781, is this your cell phone number?
It is.
Okay, I'm sending out a series of text messages now, the first of which is my direct phone number and extension line as lead on your account, point of contact. It's my job to make sure you get what you want and need out of the package. I'm available to you Monday through Friday, 10 to 7 Eastern Standard Time. The second number is the number for client support, same business hours. The third is going to be a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that walks you through how to use the tracking and reporting system. Now, when you call to cancel PageHub, before you actually tell them that you want to cancel them, what I need you to do is tell them that you need the login credentials to your Google My Business if you don't already have them. Okay.
The credentials.
For your Google business profile. I'll send you a text. So that way you have the exact words. Because what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to log in there and take them off as managers. And then you'll log us on as managers. They probably have it set to ownership for them. But there's no worries. If they should give you the Google business credentials because technically they're yours. You're the business owner.
Yep.
But if they do not worry. We have that premier partnership with Google. We can contact Google and we can claim over it. We don't want to do that because you already have some reviews on there that we want to hang on to. But if we have to, if PageHub is being nasty about it, then we can claim over them. It's not a worry, okay?
Okay.
Google.
And what about my web address?
Google.
Because I have shirts and business cards and, you know, everything that has my...
Okay, so with your web address, what you're going to... You may have to purchase the domain from them.
Okay.
Okay, and if you purchase a domain from them, we can write content directly to that domain. That's not a problem. If they won't let you purchase the website outright, then just ask them if you can just purchase the domain. I would ask those questions before you tell them you want to cancel. Okay?
Okay. Can you write that in the text?
I am. Yep. Let me see here. Nope, that's not how you spell credentials either. I'm 2-0 this morning.
Well, just seeing how I spell credentials, I'm pretty sure you're probably closer than me.
I don't know. It's really bad. It's really bad this morning. I'm trying to see if Google even has a different spelling for me because I did it so terribly. Here we go. Okay, I put an extra D and an I in there. Whoops. Okay, it happens. All right, there we go. Okay, login credentials. Ask if you can and if they tell you yes that you can purchase the site and it's a reasonable amount, we can host it for you. That's not a problem, okay?
You can what? You can host it for me?
Host it, mm-hmm. And if not, then just get the domain, purchase the domain and get the domain credentials. It really shouldn't cost you more than $99. When we sell the domains, it's for $99. Okay?
Okay.
We can write the content. Okay. So where did you have this Google business verified at? What was the business address? Was it a home office?
What? Email one?
No, the physical address.
Oh, where my office is?
Yes, sir.
444 Fort Beach Road, East Haven, Connecticut, 6512, and it's unit number 4.
Okay, 444, what was the street?
Short Beach,
Short Beach, got it. Okay.
Separate words.
Yeah, I got it. Unit 4?
Right, we don't want that for you either.
Wow.
It's this.
4 must be your number.
Why is that? Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know. It might be. Might be your number there. Okay. Do you own the logo or did they create it for you?
No, I own the logo.
Okay, cool. And then are there going to be any other users authorized on this profile? Anybody that can call in, make changes or adjustments on behalf of the business?
Negative.
Okay. And then you said 35 miles, right?
Yep.
Okay. Hours of operation?
7-5.
Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Any emergency services?
Not currently.
Okay. Forms of payment you accept? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
So, let's see. I do cash, card,
mm-hmm.
And
check?
No Venmo. Oh, yeah, I don't have business Venmo or Cash App or any of that.
Okay.
I should open one, though.
It's okay. As long as you have the credit card, it's fine. I mean, you're doing great like that already. I have to schedule your client onboarding with my technician. This is a 30-minute phone interview. We do block off the entire hour in case the tech is finishing up with the client directly in front of you. I have available appointment time for you today between 4 and 5 or 5 and 6. Which time frame is better for you?
Well, let's see. I could do 4 or 5.
4 and 5 is better? Okay. You're going to get another email notification right now that's going to say local/CIEN. It's going to have your first and last name. CI is for client interview. EN is for English. And then if you hit accept, it's going to just drop directly into your Google Calendar for reminder. My technician will go ahead also and text message and email you 1 hour before the appointment. A call will come in from our 877 phone number. The technician will go ahead and identify themselves and begin the questionnaire. like I said, it usually only takes about 20, 30 minutes, but in the event that they're finishing up with the client in front of you, they do need to make sure that they get everybody's questions answered in a timely manner. Okay, Lou?
That's fine.
Lastly, give me one second. For the card that you're putting on file, is it your name on the card, a business name, or both?
I think it's Cole. Hold on, let me take a look. Cole.
Is there any middle initial?
No.
Okay. Visa, Amex, MasterCard, or Discover?
Amex.
I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
3727.
Mm-hmm.
Not. I'm sorry, 299150.
Okay, wait a minute. The phone cut out after 3727.
I'll start over from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
3727.
Yes, sir.
299150.
Mm-hmm.
91007. The expiration date is 3/26.
Mm-hmm.
And the four on the front are 3475.
I have card number 3727-299-150-91007. March of 26,
yep.
3475.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. I'm updating your profile, assigning the package, and processing payment. 30-second voice verification reads like this. If you have any questions during voice verification, feel free to stop me. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Accuray Mechanical, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Louis Gentile III. I'm the owner.
Louis, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So what that means is we can see that you are do have, like, the home advisor out there. You disclosed you're working with PayTrip. You're going to go ahead and cancel them. If you choose to work with anybody else, please just let us know before doing so, so that way we can work with them as well, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is February 14th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $249. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 14th day of every month. If you choose to pause or discontinue your service for any reason, Lou, please contact client support just 3 business days before the next billing is due. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do. And all this stuff's going to be emailed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everything is in writing. In fact, right now I'm sending you out a text message. I need you to go ahead and click on the link. Once you click on the link, it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. Again, this has all been sent over to your email, and it will be available from your client dashboard. But when you click on that link and it says Local Splash Terms of Experience, this is the terms and conditions. This is everything verbally that I promised you in writing with those exact dates and timelines there and the fact that it is all month to month. I need you to scroll down to the bottom and click the box certifying you the person who made the purchase on behalf of the company today and type in your first and last name.
Okay, so it's the localsplash.com terms with my phone number at the end of it.
Correct. Go ahead and click on that link.
Okay. Trying to hit confirm signature. It's not doing anything.
Okay, did you click the little box right above the signature that's certifying you're the person who made the purchase on behalf of the company today?
No.
Okay, that box is super important.
Yep.
And then after that, it says just your first and last name. I didn't put the third in there or any of that. I just did Lewis Gentile.
That's fine.
Okay.
For now, if that local / username and password.
Okay. So that username and password will be granted to you once the client interview has been conducted. So usually about 3 to 5 days time, you'll receive those login credentials. The next thing for you right now, Lou, is just to accept that phone call when it comes in today between 4 and 5 p.m. and we'll get everything squared away for you and set up. In the meantime, I would go ahead and contact PageHub and see if you can get those business credentials. Be very firm with them and also see about the website domain. Okay.
Okay, so that email, it was sent as an email. That's going to link me right to the appointment, right to my calendar?
Correct. It was sent, and it'll say local / it'll be an invitation. It'll say invitation. It'll say local / C-I-E-N, and it'll have your first and last name.
Invitational invoice. And oh no, initial invoice. No. So I got two emails from you guys. One's welcome to Local Splash,
mm-hmm.
and then local splash support.
Mm-hmm.
I only got two emails.
Okay, so one of those emails, the way that when it comes through, let me send it to you again, because when it my technician just accepted the invitation. Let me see here. accurymechanical@gmail.com. So let me try to go like this. Let me send it to you again. Let me take you off and resend and see what happens, because it should definitely have gone through. So the way it comes through is it just gives you an invitation to where is it? Okay, there we go.
Oh, wait. No, I do see it.
It's okay. Well, I erased that one and resent it. So you'll have it. You'll have it there. But
yeah.
No matter what, my tech's going to send you a text and an email about an hour before your appointed time, okay?
Right. Yeah, I was looking for a local splash email, and I didn't notice that A. Chapman.
That's me. It's supposed to say Nelson. My new last name is Nelson. I got married.
So Chapman is your maiden name?
Chapman is my, well, it was my other married name.
Oh, no questions.
Yeah, no judgment.
No judgment. Here. It's a judgment-free zone.
Yes, I surely hope so. I surely hope so. Especially on Valentine's Day, you know? Like, come on. All right.
Well, your new husband get mad about the A. Chapman.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. He's a really good man. He's a really good man. So lucky to have him. Yes.
They're so hard to find these days.
They are. They're usually working. Okay? They're usually working.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if you have, I'm notating here that you're going to try to get the website at very least from them. If you cannot, you need to get the domain. You're going to have to be very firm with them again, you know, and let them know, hey, I'm the business owner. I need those login credentials, and just get everything from them that you possibly can. If not, again, we will be able to go ahead and set up a website very similar. Of course, that's not going to do much for your T-shirts and things like that, but we're going to try everything we can to hang on to that domain, okay?
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
I just bought some sweatshirts.
Yeah, we're going to do everything we can. So, as of right now, everything else looks good to go.
All right, and you sent me a text message, what I have to tell them, right?
Yep, it says in there, it's like, let me see here, one.
Google my business or Google business login credentials. If you ask to purchase site domain, we can write the content.
Yeah, just say what do I got to do to keep the site? And they're like, oh, blah, 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 blah. If you don't want to do that, say, what do I have to do to purchase the domain?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to call them right now.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.